This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And we are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street right in downtown Manchester. And gorgeous, gorgeous day. I don't think the day could be any nicer, really. And Mike and I are babysitting at the moment.
How did this happen? Let me check my contract.
I know.
Really. But I like it, actually.
It's kind of fun, you know, where we have Miss Lila Rose in studio with us right now. And
how old is Lila Rose?
She is 8 weeks.
8 weeks
I'm
old.
Pretty sure, yes.
Well, just yesterday evening, I was holding 1 day old.
Oh.
Young Gwen Furtado, who is
Gwen. That's
yes,
cute.
Barbara's newest grandchild. We were at Winchester Hospital in Massachusetts, so I got to hold her. And you know, if she makes a little noise, this will be her radio debut. But
exactly.
she's in my arms right now. You had about a 20-minute duty with her.
And, I've had an hour duty with her.
Oh,
Mike.
It's been an hour?
Yes, Mike.
Here we go.
Oh,
here we go.
See, there's the crying.
Uh-oh. What's the matter, sweetie? I know. We got a stick of butter over there. No, I don't think you're going to have that yet.
Know,
so she's 8 weeks old, and this is your assistant's daughter, correct?
It is. Amanda's little baby.
Oh, Lila, what's the matter, sweetie?
I wonder if Amanda's listening.
Well,
that would be funny.
This, of course, you know, all the shows that we do go up online, and...
That's right.
Well,
now she's yawning.
Yeah.
I think she is tired.
So at some point, somebody will be able to pull that off as young Lila's broadcast debut.
First radio debut.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
And today we have a packed show. We are going to be joined shortly with Ma's Italian Biscotti.
Mm-hmm.
Yum, yum.
We have Matt, Adrian, and Michelle here. They'll be joining us in studio here in just a couple of moments.
Beautiful. And then we'll, of course, hear from Donna down in Delaware.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know. Can't wait to hear what she has in store for us today. And then, of course, Chef Patrick Hall from Lakes Region Community College at Shaker Village. And let's see here. Food holiday today. Oh, well, it's National Beverage Day. And it's also National Crepe Suzette Day.
Oh, I've never made crepes in my life.
You never have.
Well, it doesn't look that easy because of the thin layer of batter
it's
you have
very
to put
easy.
Down. Seriously?
It is very,
I mean,
very
the people
easy.
That make it look like it's so easy, but... So you've made crepes?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have them at the diner?
We do not have them at the diner, but Belmont Hall has them.
Okay.
Belmont Hall does do them, and but no, it's very easy. Daryl's actually the crepe connoisseur, and
is
my
he?
Dad is, too. My
really?
Dad, too. Yes, yes. So yes, it's Crepe Suzette Day. And, well, yesterday, Cinco de Mayo, we did go to Puerto Vallarta last night.
Oh, how was it?
It was very good. Rocco, oh, my gosh, he was awesome.
Was he?
He was really awesome.
Good guitar player?
He sings, and I was quite impressed.
He's your trainer, for those that maybe don't know, Rocco Boulay of Integrity.
Integrity Health Coaching Solutions.
Right.
And, they played, him and his friend Ron played at Puerto Vallarta last night. They were so packed. This is kind of funny. My girlfriend June and her husband picked me up because Daryl was working a little later and met me there. Well, it actually ended up being like 45 minutes later. But anyway, they had ordered right away. And I said, well, I'm going to wait for Daryl. It wasn't so busy. So they just got in at the nick of time. And then by the time, you know, Daryl got there and they left and we had some other friends meet us there. Tracy was there with her husband. I met her husband. That was really nice. And they were just so busy. Like no one was coming to the table and stuff. So we all said, let's walk over to Casey's Rib Shack.
Oh, really?
So we walked over to Casey's Rib Shack. Of course, it wasn't too busy over there and because everybody was at Puerto Vallarta. And we ate, and then we went back over and listened to some music.
Okay.
So
well,
it worked
fair.
Out pretty good. It worked out well. So, yeah. Oh, gosh.
So when you go to restaurants and you go out, I mean, I know you go out with Daryl most of the time, but there was probably a point in your life where you went out with your girlfriends more often than you did with a date or a spouse or whatever.
Yes.
And so the question always comes up with there's mom upstairs. The question always comes up is, how do we split the bill? You know, unless there's one person that always picks it up, which isn't always fair unless that's what they want to do. So, and you don't want, if you got five people, you don't want five bills. You know that. You've worked in the restaurant business your entire life. Well, Papa John's has come up with a solution to that. The pizza people just saw this today on entrepreneur.com. The pizza chain recently introduced PayShare, a digital platform powered by Venmo that allows customers to immediately immediately split their pizza bill. The digital offering will be available with all online and mobile app orders. PayShare will change the mindset of our customers as they begin to think less of a $20 order and see it more as a $5 meal. So you can automatically have your bill split or portioned up however you like. And I'm not sure if this is available at all Papa John's, because a lot of times they kind of roll these things out in small areas to see how it goes. But
that's pretty cool.
Well, that is good,
that
because
is,
it takes the guesswork out of it. You know, you've had a couple cocktails, your math is kind of fuzzy, as George Bush used to say. I got that fuzzy math going on. You would have this taken care of, I guess, by way of PayShare, their digital app. So
that's
always
pretty cool.
New things in the restaurant
yeah,
business.
There always is. There always is. I think the mom just arrived.
Is mom coming?
Mom just arrived.
Where'd she come?
and of course, actually, Lila is sleeping right now.
Is
and
she?
Mike's, aren't she sleeping?
Carol, I have that effect on women. I put them asleep. It doesn't matter what age. Yeah.
That
yeah, she
so
was
cute.
She was fussy a little bit, but not bad at all.
Yeah, not
she
bad.
Made her radio debut a couple of moments ago with a
she
couple little,
did.
Couple little, you know, faint cries. But you're right, she's asleep right now on my left arm with her left fist to her face. And I saw lots of pictures being snapped. So
yeah, well, mom took the photo opportunity. And,
did she?
Yes. And then we'll have to. You can come. Okay, here comes mom. Here we go.
Can you prove that this child is yours?
Absolutely.
Well, I need to see some ID.
Yeah.
Because I'm not so sure I want to give her up. You want to open up her mic?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Here we go.
Introduce our guest.
Hi, I am Lila's mother, Amanda. Carol's
get nice and close to that microphone here.
And I just am so in love with seeing this little baby down here.
Isn't she cute?
Well,
look at her.
Has she been like this the whole time?
Well, pretty much. She was awake. She just fell asleep maybe 5 minutes ago in my arms here. But I've been around babies a lot, so as I told Carol, I have this effect on women.
She was just holding a one-day-old yesterday.
Oh my
yes.
God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. My girlfriend's daughter.
Oh.
So it's her granddaughter in Winchester Hospital, born on Monday evening, Gwen.
Oh,
so
that's beautiful.
So we need to work out a play date.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So can you hang out all afternoon?
Oh. See what happens? She is right now just fast asleep.
She is.
So precious.
Nice.
She behaves well, right? Because you bring her to work, which is nice. That Carol had, you know, allows you to do that. When my daughter, who is now 35, I worked at a radio station, and as did my, at the time, wife, mother of my daughter. And the radio station guy let us bring Liz to work until about 10 months old, when she was getting more mobile. And there's a lot of electrical things that you can touch at a radio station that might not be good for the baby. So at that point, he said, well, probably need to find other arrangements. But I think people that have that access are so appreciative of their employers.
Beyond grateful. It's a huge blessing.
But I mean, obviously, Carol's very happy to have you as well.
You know,
I'm sure.
Get up nice and close. There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
We are very blessed to have Carol let us bring her in, and she's Auntie Carol. So,
so I was right when I was guessing that earlier,
yes,
right?
Auntie Carol.
Okay. Yes.
And Uncle Daryl.
Yes.
He's jealous. I've been sending him pictures.
I have her Monday through Thursday, so her father has her. My husband has her on Fridays by himself. And to be honest with you, I was expecting him after the first or second time to be like, okay, I can't do this. We have to figure something out. But she's so good.
She is a very good baby.
And that's not always the case.
I know.
And this is your first, right?
It is.
For some reason, firsts always seem to, I don't know what it is, just be the best behaved. Well, I only had one anyway. Slept through the night like at 5 weeks.
That's what she's doing.
Wow.
Absolutely. And then, you know, she sleeps for a good portion of the day, too, so I can get all my work
usually
done.
Usually when I get here around 9:15 or so, she's already sleeping. And then I don't see her till sometimes after the show.
Is that right?
So, she wakes up well after
Well, today
the show.
She was the show for a couple of moments.
She was.
So I'm ready to give her back to mom.
Well,
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Food for Thought. We're on 107.7 WTPL-FM, The Pulse. And we're going to go on a short break. And we'll be right back with Ma's Italian Biscotti.
Yum.
Yummy. Bye-bye.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And it is just such a beautiful, beautiful day outside.
They took my baby away.
They took my arm.
Wah.
My arm was getting a little tired.
Well, I could see that. And the first three times I asked Carol, can I hold the baby for you? Nope, nope, it's mine. And then finally said, you want to hold the baby?
Yep, here you go, Mike.
You knew when she peed and when she was ready to cry. Okay, you can have Lila now, Mike. But that's okay. I was changing diapers at 14 when my mom had twins.
Yeah, so you've gotten a lot of practice.
You know, I have, and back in the day, of course, there was not much of the technology to indicate that you have twins, although my mom was very petite at 5 feet and 100 pounds, and so this was kid number
that
five and
petite.
Six, and I'm 14 at the time, and suddenly, now we got six kids, we went from four to six, so I had to pitch in and do some babysitting and some diaper changing, so when I had my daughter, Liz, who just had her first kid, I can do this.
No kidding.
This is nothing. So give me the baby, Carol.
And then she fell asleep right in your arms. That was
well,
so cool.
She did. Do we have all the mics on? Is Michelle's mic?
They are all
there
on.
There we go.
Hello.
Hello. Let's first of all quickly acknowledge our sponsors, because without them, we don't have jobs. Well, Carol does. I don't. Express Jewelry on Main Street in Concord. ExpressJewelryNH.com and a place where you spent some time last night for Cinco de Mayo. Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill on 2nd Street in Manchester. PuertoVallartaGrill.com. Not easy to say when you're sober. I can say it really good after a couple of margaritas.
So let's welcome on our guest. Let's welcome on Maz Italian Biscotti. And so tell us your story. What? This is dad and daughter.
Yeah, Matt Wilson and Michelle.
And Michelle
I'm sorry,
Doyle.
Yeah, Michelle Doyle. Yeah.
Yeah, Michelle Doyle.
Yes.
Right. Well, back in August of 2009, my wife, Adrian, and I, we were in Atlantic City on vacation, and it had just wrapped up, and we were taking a limo back to the airport when we met a gentleman on the limo who unfortunately was blind and broke, I think. But in any case, he owned a coffee company, and we thought it might be a good idea to mention that we have biscottis, and biscottis and coffee are a good match. So he said yes, and he decided he was going to help us out with the business. After a couple of months, he was diagnosed with cancer, and about 3 months after that, he passed away. So the three of us were left on our own to put this together. But just to back up for a minute, a lot of Michelle's expertise came from my mother, who's Sicilian, my wife's mother, who was Italian, and she tweaked some of the recipes and so forth. So I'll leave that to her. But once we got going, her husband, Paul, he did a lot of the internet stuff. And we all had a piece of the pie, but we all were trying to learn each other's jobs. So if something happened that we got overloaded in one area, someone would be able to pick up the slack. And after that there, I think it might be a good idea for Michelle to take it from there.
Yeah, so we came up with the name Maz. Both of my children, one's name is Matt and the other one is Ashley. So we took the first initial, and how appropriate, Maz Italian Biscotti was
Perfect.
Formed. And yes, a lot of people think my mom is the ma, but it's me. But we created a very different type of recipe that we only use butter. And we created recipes that my children would like because they didn't like the licorice flavor, the anisette in the biscotti. Oh. So we use vanilla flavoring. And they seem to be a big hit to all who try them. We only sell the mini size now, and they're all individually wrapped. So they've been a big, big hit amongst anywhere from the 2-year-olds who will try them all the way up to 90-year-olds who try all our flavors. So they're a good fit.
So what types of flavors do you have?
Are they
your recipes?
Yes.
Your actual, okay.
Yes. We have original, which is a butter and vanilla flavoring, chocolate chip, which is also the butter and vanilla with chocolate chips, and they all stem from the original recipe, as well as chocolate chip, chocolate, cinnamon cranberry, and cinnamon cranberry with walnuts.
Mind if I bust one open right now?
Go right ahead.
I know. I had a chocolate chip one.
Well, that's what I'm going for right now.
Yeah. You're trying that one.
It's very
good. Open.
So where would people find Maz Biscotti?
Well, basically, Carol, we do everything online, wholesale and retail. So if you went to www.mazitalianbiscotti.com, we have shopping items that you can go right online and have them shipped to your home or shipped to a friend for any occasion.
So you don't sell in any retail store. Do you have a storefront, or is it just strictly all online?
It's strictly online. We do special events and fairs throughout the year.
Which is how I met you.
Yes, and we just finished up with the Made in New Hampshire Expo, which was great exposure for our business. Our next one that's coming up is not till September of this year, the Dessert Show, New England Dessert Show in Boston.
Ooh.
I actually wrote it down.
Oh, wow. Is that open to the public, or is it just...
It's open to the public. Right. It's not till Saturday, September 19th at the Westin Boston Waterfront Hotel at 425 Summer Street from 11 to 5:30. And it's open to all types of businesses as well as the public.
I bet that's massive. I mean, it sounds like it must be.
It's our first time, so we're really looking forward to it. Good opportunity.
I have an idea of what the Made in New Hampshire booths cost. Is this like exponentially higher, or was it reasonably priced?
This was reasonably priced. Definitely cheaper than the Made in New Hampshire Expo. This is only for 4 hours, where the expo is for over the course of 3 days. So, I think there are a lot of hotels that participate in this, not so much maybe smaller businesses. It's bakeries and things of that sort.
And that's a great thing. You get in for 4 hours, make a quick hit, hopefully make some contacts, sell a little product, and you're out of there. Because, I mean, 3 days, that was a lot of your life.
It was fun, though. You meet so many fascinating people, and you just never know. There might just be that one person who's been looking for your product, and they just didn't know where to find it.
Right. All right. So your slogan, and tell me if it's still the slogan you use, you don't have to dunk it to enjoy it.
Correct.
All right.
Yes.
I was making sure.
Yeah.
Because they are a little bit softer. Not extremely soft, because I guess a real biscotti shouldn't be blowing in the wind.
Right.
But these minis are great because 2-3 bites and you get your fix of sweet or whatever, you know, some savory mixed in as well. Really, really tasty. But I got to tell you, maybe it's just the way I was programmed. I do like to dunk. So is it allowed to dunk your biscotti?
Of course you can dunk.
Mr. President of the company, is that okay?
Please dunk.
Okay, yeah. Because I got my iced coffee right here. I'm thinking, I got to have some dunking going on here.
They're also good, too. I heard last week that you kiwi yogurt.
Oh.
Key lime yogurt.
Oh, I love key lime yogurt.
If you put one of these in there, crunch it up, better than granola.
Oh, all right.
That's a really good idea.
You'll have to let me know, Mike.
I will. That is a great idea, though. I like that. And I love you have a little story on your website telling the original or the origination of biscotti. I don't know if this is Italian lore or if it's actually documented somewhere, but give us a little bit about where biscotti began or how.
With the sailors back in the day, it means... by means twice baked. It wasn't something that you actually had to preserve because it has a long shelf life. Mm-hmm. So I think it was amongst the sailors on the ships that they tend to, that's what they would eat, because you didn't have to worry about spoilage for their long journeys.
If you could have put a little citrus in them, maybe you could prevent scurvy, too,
suppose. Yeah, maybe.
For those long trips across the ocean, right? But you say that you have some extra baking steps to kind of set yours apart from the others. So without giving away any trade secrets, what is it that makes yours different in terms of the process?
The process. I guess once they are baked the first time, the second time when they're baked, they are sliced. They're just not, they might be baked on both sides or they might be baked on one side. I guess I don't want to share that, but that's one of our little secrets.
It's proprietary information, ladies and gentlemen, right? So Paul, you're the president. I'm sorry, Matt Wilson, the president. So are you the promoter guy? I see that you're making Godfather videos now on your Facebook page. So what is this? You're now a filmmaker? Get it nice and close.
Actually, this year was a new idea that we came up with about a month ago. And I was sitting with my son, Brian, and we were talking because he has a business in Jamaica. So my daughter and I got her on the phone, and I says, what do you think about doing something like this? And so she says, yeah, that sounds good. Let's try it. And this past Sunday, I got my son-in-law. Paul was the big guy in the video.
Very scary looking.
Yeah. That's my husband now, Mike.
And we did it like in, two rehearsals and then about 10 takes. And we got it down and we said, geez, I says, this is kind of funny. I says, we're going to have to do more of them. So we've got another one planned probably for the next 6 weeks. We'll put one out on Facebook, and then I've got two other scripts I wrote. So
I don't know if you saw those, Carol.
No, I didn't.
Go to Facebook later.
I'm not quite understanding this.
It's sort of a little 30-second Godfather-esque type of skit, complete with the music in the background.
Based on their biscottis? Or,
yeah. Well, kind of, yeah.
Well,
that's what I'm not understanding.
It was, the one scene in The Godfather where Clemenza, that's right, just keep doing that. Clemenza comes over and he tells the hitman, leave the gun, take the cannoli. We altered that to say, leave the cannoli, take the biscotti. Yeah. And then I go into a thing with showing the biscotti in the container and so forth. And it was pretty good. We got some emails from some friends I haven't heard from in a long time, and they were kind of curious as to what else I was doing.
Got a lot of time on your hands, huh, man?
Not really. No. The beauty of it is the business is like it's a family business. It's Michelle, Paul, my wife Adrian, myself, and we all kind of cover each other. I mean, no one person decides for all of us. We sit down, we'll put some ideas out when we want to get feedback, and you don't want feedback from people who are going to yes you all the time.
True.
You want feedback who are going to be offer constructive criticism.
Which is hard to get.
Yes.
Because most of the people that are going to say nice things.
Right. Mm-hmm. They don't want to offend you.
Right.
But by the same time, you want to make sure you're putting out something good.
So how long did it take you to fine-tune your recipe? I mean, did you go through like tons of biscottis before that actually happened?
There were a lot of sample batches to tweak it. But then you get to a point and you're like, this is it. Like, this tastes good and this is what we're going to market. And we sent out a lot of samples to different places. I mean, obviously we had friends try it. And I do have a lot of honest friends, so it works out great because, you want to provide the consumer with a great product and great quality
right.
with great ingredients. So as you know, and if you can't get, positive and negative feedback, you're never going to have a great product. So
how often do you bake the biscottis? Like, is this a daily thing or?
No, I actually have a private baker who bakes for me now with my recipe. And that's, usually on a monthly basis, we do that.
Yeah, because these things last a long time, right? Shelf life?
Yes, yeah. And we ship them out usually on a monthly basis, wholesale and retail, to anywhere in the continental U.S. we ship to. So it works out great.
I'm sorry, Carol, go ahead.
No. I was just curious about the wholesale end of it. So you purchase wholesale on the website as well?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yep. You can do, and if you're ordering in real large quantities, you can call us at 603-845-3303, and we can provide you with a list of even larger quantities than what we have on the website, which is really good as well.
Boy, I just had my second bite. I'm tasting the butter.
You can taste it.
Yeah,
yes.
And I mean, I am such a butter guy. As you can see in front of you are two sticks of butter.
Yes.
And I will have eaten all that by the end of the show today.
Really?
I'm kidding, yes.
Yeah.
But also, I didn't, and no anise in there. I didn't get the licorice flavor, which is interesting that you've rewritten the rules a little bit for your particular brand, which can be kind of, I think a dangerous thing to do. But if you've got fans of it now, then they've got a choice.
Yes, and we also do fundraising for schools. They use this instead of like, Girl Scout cookie type of thing. And that's been very popular, and that has grown in the past 2 years. We've had about 10 to 12 fundraising for schools, and I do that all myself primarily and with my parents, get all that together. So that way the schools are making some money We are too, and it's great advertising for us as well.
And they're getting something, you know, something good. Something
and it's
really
different
good.
Than your it regular catalog, you know, wrapping paper and things of that sort. So
and then you pay so much money for that stupid wrapping paper, and then it comes and it's like only like 2 feet long.
You can't even wrap what you bought, right? Yeah. So and everyone loves food, as we know, and it's
That's
so consumable.
Idea.
So
and
it's,
guess what,
it's
folks?
Great.
It's all whole ingredients on the back.
Right.
I can read and pronounce and understand everything. Flour, sugar, butter, whole eggs, chocolate chips, and there's no Z's and T's and XK's or anything.
No
xanthan gum or any of that stuff. I have no idea. It is all whole ingredients, which I think is very important. Also noticed, and either one of you can take this question, that you kind of started the business at a time when the economy was about as bad as it could be. So was it just you were going to do it in one way or the other, or did you think that you could build it at a time and then grow it as the economy rebounded?
We did take a chance to a degree, but by the same token, we were looking at a very low overhead. We were basically doing everything out of our homes. And matter of fact, we still do. I have an office in my home. My daughter has one in her home. And even my wife has her own desk and area upstairs. So everybody has their own thing. And we take care of all the biscottis and things like that. And we figured, well, if things were slow, we still have a chance of getting a lot of collateral business from who we sell to. And we were selling to coffee shops and things like that at first. But we were looking for the bigger orders, the companies, the hotels. And it wasn't long after that we landed some orders from American Express. We landed orders.
Really?
I have a dentist.
For like gift baskets or something? Or
no, trade shows.
Trade shows. Customers, things like that. Yeah. I have a dentist.
Hospitality.
That buys from us every 2 months who's in California.
You're kidding.
I have a dermatologist in Massachusetts who buys from us every 2 months.
Does it make your skin better if you rub it on yourself?
Yeah. Well, it won't hurt your teeth.
So it's something that they use in their office then for their customers.
A lot of them are giveaways.
They're single serving,
That's right.
And you've gone to the smaller size. Did you find this was just more efficient?
I wanted to ask that question.
Yes. I found that, especially in today's health conscious world, there's no trans fat in them. There's only about 60 calories in one mini. And I find that people would tend to eat one mini than eat a whole one. Because we did sell grands in the beginning. We did sell the larger ones. And we just weren't selling them like we were selling the minis.
Interesting.
Like weddings, bridal showers, hotels. They put them on the pillows for the consumer at night.
Really?
Like I said, hospitality, like American Express has the hospitality. So they have coffee, biscotti. That's how they kind of get the, you know, in the morning, you're looking for that, you know, come in and come relax, come have a biscotti, a cup of coffee on us, you know.
Cool. We need to take a break, Miss Carol.
We do.
Aunt Carol, excuse me.
Aunt Carol. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to The Pulse 107.7, and we are in studio with Maz Italian Biscotti. You can check them out at the web at mazitalianbiscotti.com. And we're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And again, it's such a gorgeous day outside. You can see the sun shining into the Beacon Building, and it's nice and shiny on the grand piano right here in front of us. And we are in studio with Maz Italian Biscotti. You don't have to dunk it to enjoy it. I like that.
That kind of sets you apart, because you typically think that biscottis are like rocks.
They usually are, but these are they're very good.
They're a little softer. I wouldn't call them soft, but they are.
No,
they're crunchy.
Crunchy.
And a good texture.
Right.
Not like, but like you said, not like biting into a rock.
Yeah,
how
exactly.
They usually are.
Which is why people always had to dip them. But I'm still going to dip. Hope I'm not breaking.
We'll allow that. We'll allow that, Mike.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So, do you have children? Are your children involved in the family business at all?
Yes, my son Matt is actually going to be 9 this week, and my daughter Ashley. Some of the chocolate was her idea, and the chocolate chip is Matt's favorite. So, they've kind of. they do a lot of the tasting and the quality assurance with me as well to make sure that the biscotti tastes well and the packaging is fine. And we also do special gift items. They help us package all those up as well. We do bereavement and weddings and things of that sort too. So it's fun. It's great for them too. Great learning experience as well. So
you are paying them, right?
Yeah, and biscotti. Oh. And biscotti. They can have all the biscotti they want, Mike.
Do you pay your employees in hamburgers, Carol?
Now, at home, do you eat biscotti every day? I mean, is that like a...
I don't eat it every day, but I do have some, but not every day. My children do, though. They do, you know.
The company president does. Yeah. It's in his contract.
I got to make sure the quality is there.
See, you're too tall, the mic stand is too short. Not really. Go ahead and have a seat.
So how often do you add flavors? Do you take away flavors? I mean, do you have customers that request different flavors that you do try to do, or how does...
Yeah, we do a lot of testing, but we've always come back to the same five flavors. It seems like these are the most popular flavors amongst our customers, and so we've just really primarily have kept these flavors. So, and it's worked out great. Sometimes I think when you have too much to choose from, it's harder for you to choose, you know. So this way, most people have their favorites. Some people like all of them. Some people, like I said, have their favorites, and that's what they'll tend to order.
Which is your most popular one?
Original.
Really?
Yep.
Which
original.
Is just the plain, no nuts, no chocolate chips.
Right. Mm. The butter and vanilla. Those are, we sell several thousand of those online. That's our top seller,
I would have to say. We're talking just, I know you've got wholesale accounts like dentists and dermatologists, but just Joe Average in Paducah, Kentucky might send away for, a couple dozen?
Yeah, they would just, usually we have online, we have 20 count tubs, we have 56 count tubs, and we have 200 count cases.
Yeah, which you can go through, this is a half ounce or something, right? When it comes right down to it. So that's, it sounds like a lot, but it really isn't.
Mm. It's just enough, if you have one or two.
Mm-hmm. I had two and that cured my sweet tooth. It really did. And it's good for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's no trans fat.
No trans fat. So,
Well, I can see why the original, I haven't had one yet, but the original really spotlights, what you've done with it. And that is highlighting butter and vanilla.
Mm. Correct.
And whereas, I don't think I've ever had a biscotti that didn't have some bit of, licorice or anise flavor, which is fine. I like those as well. But this is really a nice switch up.
I think that's why I don't usually care for biscotti, but it's because it is
different, isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. It's very good.
And you don't have to dunk it, Carol, to enjoy it.
That's right. I know. That's the best part.
So what most companies have some kind of a future or a goal or where they want to be. Do you just kind of want to stay where you're at? Do you want to grow the business? Do you want to hand it down to the kids? What's the game plan?
Well,
Mr. President,
I would say right now that we want to grow the business. We want more of the bigger accounts, the more hotels, more event planners and stuff like that, not only for weddings, but people who handle and manage conferences for larger companies like Amex. They have a company that manages their corporate events. And I think once that catches on, we're always going to get the smaller customers who want the 20 and 56 count tubs, which is fine. We love those.
That's
customers.
What started the business,
that's,
right?
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what keeps everything moving.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it's the monthly ones and the bi-monthly ones that actually, make the business grow. And that's the ones that are, the hotels, the Hyatts and the Marriotts. They're the ones that are going to make the difference.
But you're not so much interested in doing supermarkets, or would you if the opportunity? Because I noticed you even mentioned that in your website. I'm kind of wondering what the thinking is on that.
Well, we looked at that there. We looked at that there for a little bit, and we realized that you have to pay for shelf space.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
there's
that's true.
Nothing is for free. So you start off in the hole to begin with. And we thought for a minute, we said, well, that's going to add to the overhead. I don't think we really want to do that. Maybe in the future at another time, once the popularity really catches on and people are saying, geez, where can I buy it? We do get calls like that. People say, where can I buy this? And we say, well, right now you can buy it online. or they're these larger companies like Red Door Spas. They have 66 spas throughout the country. Okay. Mm. They purchase 96,000 at a time.
Oh my goodness.
That's eight pallets.
Okay. Got the math down here.
Well, I know because I take the orders.
Yeah.
But it's things like that there. And every time they drop it off in a spa and they get a new customer or they get old customers, it just spider webs out from there. And that's what we're trying to do. We want to create the brand name to be as well known as General Motors and Betty Crocker and General Foods. And then at that point there, the demand might be for us to go into supermarkets.
If General Mills came to you and said, here's a whole pile of money, will you sell it to us?
I have to think about it, but I have to talk to my partner first.
Yes. Of course, you know, that happened with lots of examples. Smart Food popcorn was, you know, came out of Massachusetts for the longest time, you know, the cheese popcorn. Right. Frito-Lay said, oh, here's a whole boatload of money. I said, okay, come get the equipment or the recipe. But you know what I found sometimes when that happens, they start to cut corners because they have to really get the price point down.
Mm-hmm.
And it can sometimes compromise, you know, what you've built it to be. But I guess if you got all the money, who cares? You know?
Yeah, and no Pudge Brownie.
No Pudge Brownie is another really good example that was bought by a major company.
Yeah.
And then they kind of messed with it a little bit. So.
Yeah. Well, right now, I think that might be a little further down the road for us, but I don't know how Michelle feels about it. I really haven't given it any thought, but if the opportunity presented itself, we wouldn't shut the door on it.
Sure. You don't say no to it, at least considering something, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
Putting it out there
right.
in case, you know, Dean Kamen is listening and he...
Yeah.
Well, our time is up. It went by very quickly. You were a terrific guest to have.
Thank you for
Thank
having
you
us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you, Matt and Michelle from Ma's Italian Biscotti.com.
There you go. All right. We're at the top of the hour and we're going to go on a short break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Donna in Delaware.
Oh, boy.
And Chef Patrick is in the house as well. So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.